Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin, two lines from the top of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara will continue and dash in the psukim that we find in Parsha Ve'era by the three malachim that came to visit Avram after Avram performed milah and ksiv. The pasuk continues and states, "Ve'echa pas lechem v'sada lupchem achat taveru kalkein davarta malavdechem v'yomu kein tasa kasher dibarta." And after the pasuk already told us that Avram said, "I will bring pas lechem," the ksiv, and then the pasuk says, "Ve'alabaku ratz Avram," that Avram did not bring bread, but instead ran after a bucka and ran to get calves. And Amr Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar therefore teaches us, Mikansha Tzadikim Oymer Ma'at V'Oysim Habe, that we see from here that Tzadikim say that they're going to do something very small, and meanwhile they do something even better and even greater. And on the other hand, Rishoyim Oymer Habe Ba'afil Ma'at Einam Oysim, Rishoyim say that they're going to do a lot and they don't even do a little bit. And Minolan, how do we know this? May Ephraim, we learned this from the story of Ephraim that we find in Parshas Chayesara, when Ephraim sells the Ma'aros HaMachpelah to Avram Avinu, as may Kirk Siv, as originally he stated to Avram, Adoni Shema'ini, Eretz Abba Meir Shekel Kesser Beini Uveincha Mahi, Ves Mesra Kfar, and he originally told Avram that I'm going to give you the Maris Machpelah for free, and I won't charge you anything, Ulubsayuk Siv, and then at the end it says, Vayishma Avram ala Ephraim, that Avram listened very well to Ephraim, Vayishkal Avram ala Ephraim, as a Kesser Hashadiba Bazin Berechais, Abba Meir Shekel Kesser Evil Asecha, and Avram weighed out for Ephraim the Kesser that he spoke about in the ears of case, and therefore he realized that really Ephraim wanted 400 shekel kesef, and he gave him 400 shekel kesef, which was oivel l'secha. And as Rashi says, milame shebekol makom haymiskalba b'shekel, that anywhere that you would take this coin, it would be accepted as a shekel. The ikaduchta the karol kante tikla, and since there is a place that their shekel is the country, and therefore Avram understood that Ephraim really wanted a coin called a country. And Rashi says mishkal gadol, that this weighs a lot, shekaron santiner may a mana, and this weighs 100 mana, and this is 25 times a regular weight of a shekel. And even though originally Ephraim didn't ask for anything, but Lemaisa he said that the actual value of the land was 400 regular shekel, and meanwhile Avram paid 1 million shekel for the land, which is 400 real shekel multiplied by 2500, as the Gemara says, the ikaduchta de karle le tikla kantira. And from Rashi's mashma that he is gers the ikaduchta de karle le kantira tikla. We know that Rashi and Chumash states that that's why the pasuk states by Yishkal Avram Ephraim, and Ephraim is written Chasavav, and this is in order to teach us this idea that Rishoyim Armim Habre Vafilu Ma'at Ein Ma'isim, and it's brought down that the gematria of Ephraim without a vav is the gematria of Ra'ayin. And the Gemara continues Ksiv Kamach Vaksiv Soiles, that the pasuk states Vayimara Avram Ha'ilah Asara Yoyman, he said to her, Mari Shloishim Kamach Soiles Lushi Vasiugais, that go and prepare 3 saw of Kamach Soiles, and you should knead it, and you should make cookies. And as we know, Kamach refers to regular flour, and Seilus refers to fine flour, and therefore Amar Bitzra ben Kansha Isha Tzari Inera Ba'orchim Yosim and Ish. See from here that in regard to Orchim, a woman is more stingy than a man. And the Pashas, the way to understand the Pasuk is Avram went to Sarah and asked Sarah to bake cookies, and Sarah said, I'm going to use regular flour, and Avram said to use Seilus and to use fine flour. However, Ben Yoyada says just opposite, that certainly Avram wanted her to use Seilus, but Lemaisa he told her to use Kamach in order to see her reaction, and Sarah said, I'm going to use say this because Sarah wasn't like other women and she wasn't stingy with guests. The Gemara continues, Ksiv Lushi Vasiu Gois, that Avram said to Sarah that she should knead the dough and make cookies, Viksiv, and then when Avram brings everything to the Malchim, it says, Vikacham Vacholo Vibena Bakash also, Vayitin Lufneim, Ilu Lechem Loy Isil Kamayu, and it doesn't say they brought bread in front of them. And Omer Ephraim Mikashah, Talmudo Sharameya, Mishmed Rameya, or Ephraim Mikashah, which some explain that he used to ask a lot of questions, or some explain that he was a Shema Kishuim, and he was a Talmud of Rameya, and he said over the name Rameya, Avram Avinu Eichel Chulin B'Tayra. Since Avram Avinu would eat his Chulin B'Tayra, the Sari Menu was a young Pierce Nida, and Sari Menu became young and was Pierce Nida on that day, and therefore the bread and the cookies became Tamei, and therefore Avram Avinu did not serve it. And even though these Malachim were dressed as Arabs, and therefore they weren't necessarily Makbid on Chulin B'Tayra, still Avram Avinu was going to eat with them, and therefore he didn't serve them this bread or these cookies. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, Vayomer Elav, Aye Sari Shtecha, Vayyame Hine Be'oil, that the Malachim asked Avram, where is Sari your wife? And he responded, she is in the tent. And the Gemara tells us that this teaches us that Sari Menu was a Tznura, and therefore she never came out of the tent, and the Malachim never saw her. And the Gemara continues, Amar Yudam Ravi Tim Rabbi Yitzchak, Yoidim Hayu Malach Ashar, Sari Menu Be'oil, that really Malach Ashar certainly knew that Sari Menu was in the tent. And Amay Be'oil, why did they ask where she was? And Avram had to respond that she's in the tent, Kedil Chaval Baila, in order that she should become more beloved Tzavit to her husband, he wanted to show Avram that Sarah is more tznua than the rest of her friends, as these people were people that traveled, and therefore they said that we saw other women that they would be around, and she's not around, and therefore we see the major tznius that Sarah had. The Gemara continues, that they asked where she is in order to be able to send her the Kaishal Bracha, which is the Kais that they use for Bech Samazin. And the Gemara continues, Tani Mashum Rabesi, that we learned to the Bryce in the name of Rabesi, Laman Nokad al Ayah Shaba'ilav, that why is it that in the Torah we find small dots on the letters of Aleph, Yud, and Vav in the word of Eilav? Rabesi explains, Lim the Torah Derech Eretz, that the Torah teaches us Derech Eretz, Sheshal Adam Mechsani Shalai, that a guest should ask about the wife of his host, and that is proper Derech Eretz. The Gemara asks, Vam Shmuel in Shalim Bishlaim Isha Klal, but Shmuel stated that a person is not allowed to ask about the Shalim of a person's wife, and since Shmuel says, In Shalim Bishlaim Isha Klal, it's Mashma, even though you're a guest, you're still not allowed to do so, and even if it's L'chaval Baila, and the Gemara tells us, Aliday Baila Shaini, and as long as you're asking this question of her husband, that will be Mutter, and over here, of course, the Malachim was speaking directly to Avram, and therefore it was Mutter. Rashi explains, Vahinu Nekudas Ayoy, Deloyhoy Tzrichin Lishoyal, that they didn't have to ask, the Yoydun Hayushiba Oil, that he really knew that she was in the tent, the Chol Nekudai Karasateva, She'in Ladrasha, anytime we have Nekudais on a word, it tells us to actually dash in a word, V'derish Minar, Derech Eretz, and therefore we should dash in from it, that there's a Midah of Derech Eretz that we're trying to teach you. And let's see the top places on the Amid, Diba Maskel, Lama Nokud, Ala Yoy Shebe'ilav, Bebereshish Rabbah, Ayoy Nokud, Lamud, Eid Nokud, that Aleph, Yud, and Vav have a dot, and the Lamud doesn't have a dot, and Amar Abshim, Kol Mokud, Shatam Meitze, Chazav, Rabbah, Ala Nekudah, At the Derish, Shazav, Bekansh, Nekudah, Rabbah, At the Derish, Shazav, Nekudah, and over here, where the dots are more than the letters that do not have dots, then we're derished in the Kuda, and therefore we learn out, Ayah Avram, not only did they ask Avram about Sarah, but they also asked Sarah about Avram, and Amr Abazayah, Kashem Sha'amul Avram, Ayah Sarah, Kach Amul Sarah, Ayah Avram, Vahachinami, Havi Perishacha, and this is the same explanation our Gemara. Mephizeh, when the Gemara brings the question of Amr Shmuel in Shalom Bishloim Ishaklal, not going back on this piece of the Gemara, but it's actually going back on the previous Gemara, where the Gemara told us that the Malachim asked Avram about the welfare of Sarah. And this is actually the Pshat that Rashi brings down in Chumash as well. And Taisa continues and he asks a question on the Pshat of Rashi in Agamara. If you Rashi, Kasha, the Holy Lunaket al Ayah Sarah, the Ikah She'ela Sheshalu Alea. If you Rashi, the Nekudah should have been on the words of Ayah Sarah. And that is weird. The Malachim were asking regarding Sarah, Ayin Sham. And also, Ayin Rashi, Diba Masal Ide Baila, Loishi Yishol Lashalim. The Gemara is not telling us that the Malachim were able to go and speak to Sarah directly, El Baili Yishol Mashloim Agiveris, that the Gemara is teaching us that a person should ask a husband about the welfare of his wife. Ayin Taisi Dilo Masal Ide Baila, Hayin Dafka Lishol Ayin Plainis, that it only gives you a heter to ask where is his wife, Avalishol Bishloima, but to ask about her welfare, Afila Ide Baila also, even through her husband, it's also. And as Rashi states in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Ayin, Shem Mitech She'ila Shalom Yirigilim Zem Zeh, Ayde Shlucham Viavero De Chiba, that even though it's through a Shliach, that potentially that will bring them to Chiba, and that will bring them to create a relationship between each other. We actually hold that this wouldn't be relevant if it's done through a husband. However, Taisa says that even through a husband, it's usa to either ask about her welfare or to send her regards. And the Gemara continues that after Sarah received the Besura that she was going to have a child, Pasuk states, Vatischak Sarah Bekir Balema, Achri Beloisi Hoisli Edna, Vaidoni Zokain, Amrav Chisto, that in the Chanami, that's exactly what happened, that Achri Shinspala Abasa, Vurabu Akamotim, after her skin already shriveled and she already had a lot of wrinkles, that her skin became softer and her wrinkles were smoothed out, and once again her beauty came back. The Gemara continued that Sarah laughed and she said that she's old, and she also said, "By Dini Zakein Viksiv." And then when Hashem spoke to Avram, the pasuk states, "Vayyem Hashem Avram Lomazes Sachakat Sarah Lema Haaf Umim Eile Bani Zakanti." Now Kadosh Baruch Hu only told Avram that Sarah stated that she is old, and he didn't say that Avram was old. And the Gemara tells us, "Le Moisva Kadosh Baruch Hu Could Come Rehi." And Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't actually say over the story exactly the way that it occurred and exactly the way that Sarah actually thought about it, and not only Anizakanti, but it was also Vadini Zakein and Tanuvei Rabishmal. And we learned in a Brice in Yeshiva Rabishmal that Godol Shalom, you see how great that peace between Adam Lachaveri and Ishva Ishta is, Shafila Kaj Baruch Shinabai, because even Kaj Baruch changed the detail in order to create Shalom Beit Nishl Ishtai, Shinema, as the Pasuk states, Vatitha Sarah Bekirba, and she stayed Vadini Zakein, and then Uksiv, Vayem Hashem Avram, and when Kaj Baruch told over the story to Avram, he only said that Sarah only said that she herself was old, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention that Sarah also said that Avram was old. Gemara continues that the pasuk states Vatoyma mi milal Avram hinikar vanim sara ki yelati ven lizkunav, and then the pasuk states Vayigdal yelav veyigamal vayas Avram mishta gadol biyomi gamal lisitzchak. Sarah was giving praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that Avram had a child and that she was able to nurse children. And the Gemara asks Kama banim hinikar sara, that how many children did Sarah nurse? She only had one son Yitzchak. And Amar Blevi oisay yoyim she gamal Avram etzitzchak benoy. And on that day that the pasuk tells us Vayigdal yelav veyigamal vayas Avram mishta gadol biyomi gamal lisitzchak. So on the day that Yitzchak was weaned, Asa Suda Gedola, Avram made a great Suda. Hayikala Umus Olam Ranim Va'imrim, and all the Umus Olam was speaking in a derogatory manner about Avram and Sarah. They stated, Reisim Zokin Zakina Shaviu Asuf Menashok. Did you see this old man and this old woman that brought an abandoned child from the marketplace? Va'imrim Benenu, and they saying that it's their child, but certainly it can't be that child because they're so old. Not only that, they have such chutzpah that they're making a great feast in order to show that it's their own child. Also, Avram Avinu, and what did Avram Avinu do? Halach b'zimin kol g'day le'adah. He went and invited all the g'day le'adah, v'sari menu zimin esher seim, and Sarah invited their wives as well. V'chol achas v'achas haviyah b'na imah, v'min ikasa le'aviyah, and all these women brought their children with them, and they did not bring their wet nurses, v'nasa nes b'sari menu, and the nes occurred, v'niftachu d'adah, k'shnei mayanos, v'nika eskulon, and the breast became like two springs, and she was able to nurse all of these children. Gemara continues, v'adayin her m'radim v'imrim, and they still were speaking derogatory about them, that I'm sorry, Bas Tishim Shalom Taylor, that although it's true that we see that it was the nace that occurred for Sarah, and even though she was 90, she had a child, but Avram Bein Meir Shana Yolu, do you think that Avram is the father, and he is 100 years old, and he had a child? Miyad Nepach Klast upon Shal Yitzchak, Vinidmal Avram, then immediately an ace occurred, and the face of Yitzchak started looking like Avram, therefore they realized that Yitzchak was Avram's child, Paschal Kulam V'Amru, and therefore they all stated Avram Hilis Yitzchak, as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Toldos, Evil Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram, Avram heard the Sitzchak. And the Gemara continues, Ad Avram lo yizikna, till Avram there was no aging process, and man dava boil mishtoi b'had Avram, mishtoi b'had Yitzchak. Since Avram and Yitzchak looked very similar, therefore someone that wanted to speak to Avram, they would go and mistakenly speak with Yitzchak, and b'had Yitzchak, mishtoi b'had Avram, and when they wanted to speak to Yitzchak, they would sometimes speak to Avram instead, as Avram boi rachmei b'had Yitzchak, and therefore Avram went and davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that caused aging to occur in the world. Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Chayesara, v'Avram zokin bo v'yomim v'Hashem berichs Avram b'kol. The Torah uses the double lashon of zokin and bo v'yomim in order to teach us this idea. And the Gemara continues, Ad Yaakov lo yavei chulsho, until Yaakov Avinu, people did not get sick and then die, and instead they would be walking in the street and they would sneeze, and that's the way that they would die. Bo yirachmei v'havei chulsho, and he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachmanis, and there became sickness in the world. And Rashi says, Sheyichalo adam ufnei meisai, that a person should become sick right before he dies, v'yitzav l'beisai, and therefore have time to command his house and to give over his last will and testament. Yaakov Avinu actually did. Shenemah, and we see this in the pasuk in Vayichi that states Vayomer Yosef, that he told Yosef, Hine Avicha Chayla, and the lashon Hine means behold, that this was something that was new and something which was a chiddush. And just like we find Vayichi Babaker Vihine Hileya, and we also find Vayikatz Parei Vayine Chalaim. The Gemara continues Ad Asa Elisha Lo Yavid Cholish V'Itbach, until Elisha, who was the Talmud of Eliyahu Navi, there were no people that got sick and they were about to die, and then they were healed. Also, Elisha boy rachmi of Itbach. However, Elisha came and he davened, and people were healed, even though they were about to die from a sickness. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Elisha chol chol of Ashiyamis boy, that Elisha got sick with his sickness that he would die. And mechlal the chol chol yachriti. The mashmois is that from this sickness he died, but he was also previously deathly ill, and he recuperated from that illness. The Gemara continues and brings a brisa Tan Rabbanan Shleisha choloi and chol Elisha, that there were three times that Elisha was deathly ill. Echad shedachvu legechazi b'shtei yadav. And one was as an oinish because Elisha pushed away Gechazi with his two hands. You know that after Elisha went and healed the tzaras of Naaman, Naaman wanted to give him a gift, and Elisha said that he doesn't want anything for healing him. And Lemaisa, after they left, Gechazi went back and told Naaman that Elisha changed his mind, and therefore Naaman gave the gift to Gechazi. And when Elisha found out, he gave Gechazi a major curse, really, since he was his Rebbe, so therefore he should have been a little less harsh with him, and he should have been small deicha and yamin. And therefore, he received this einish that he got deathly ill, but then he got better. And one time, where he incited the beers against the children, as the children were making fun of Elisha, and they said, Alei Kareach, Alei Kareach. Once again, Elisha acted very harsh with them, and therefore he received an einish that he became deathly ill, but then he got better. The final sickness was the one that he died, as Shenema, Velisha Cholos, Cholyoi, Ashiyamas Boy. Ashi, Mesechta Sanhedrin says that we learned this from these words, as Kol is Chad, Chol Yoy is Trey, Asher Yom is Boy is Tlas, and therefore we see that Elisha was deathly ill at three different occasions. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on that Pegil Mamad Aleph, where we saw the story about Rabbi Yechim ben Masya and his son, and Rabbi Yechim ben Masya ultimately told his son, Tzeva Malahem al Menashe in Lechem Alai, El Pas Vikin is Bilvad. We also saw Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argued on this point, and he said, Lo Yitzarach Leimer, that he really didn't have to say anything because HaKol Kaminaga Medina, you go based on the Minaga Medina, is what the standard is that a person has to give to his Pilim and an employer has to give to the employees. Our Gemara states, Amalei Rav Acha Breder Rav Yosef Rav Chista, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yosef, said to Rav Chista, Pas Kitni is Tanan, Oy Pas Vikitni is Tanan. Did Rav Yechim and Masya tell his son to go tell them that he should give them Pas Kitnius, or did he tell him to give Pas and Kitnius, and he told him to give bread as well as beans? Gemara states, Amalei Rav Chista responded to Rav Acha Breder Rav Yosef, Lekim Tzuchavav, that certainly there's a requirement to have a Vav in a Mishnah, and certainly that's what he said, and he used Lashon Shvua, Kimur Dayad, the Libris, and just like the sailors have to use an oar when they're traveling by boat in the river called Libris, and since there were a lot of rocks and obstacles in that river, therefore the sailors had to have a very large stick and a very large oar in order to make sure that they don't bang into any of these rocks, and they made sure that the ship did not get into a dangerous situation. The Geis of the Mishnah has to be with a Vav, Pas Vikitnius, and not Pas Kitnius. Ayin Tesis, who points out, HaPshita Rabbi Yechon Amal Benoi Pas Vikitnius, that certainly Rabbi Yechon said to his son that you're going to give them bread and beans, V'loi Pas Shel Kitnius, Alahachim B'Bailei, the Shaila is Pas Kitnius Tram, V'afilu Achim Mash B'Shaper, Pas Anachelis Mekitnius, that even though the Geis of the Mishnah is Pas Kitnius, and we don't have a Vav, it means Pas that's eaten together with beans, V'loi Mashma Pas Shel Kitnius, and it's not Mashma, he meant to say, you should only give them bread made of beans, V'tayim Mashum De'in Regil Lassus Pas Shel Kitnius, as it's not standard to make lentil bread, and therefore that wouldn't be a proper Tanai, and as Taisa says, V'nafkamin La'odim Sha'am Alitin L'Pailah Pas Kitnius, Sh'tzarach Litlan Pas Vikinius, and the nafkamin would be, even if an employer makes a Tanai with his employees that he's given them Pas Kitnius, and he specifically doesn't put in above, that even so, if the employees were taken to the interior, Bezdin would paskin that he has to give them Pas Vikinius, or Dilma Pas Vikinius Tan, and the other side of the Gemara is that the only time they have to give Pas as well as beans is only when you actually say above, Avalim Amalei Pas Kitnius, but if a person actually specifies that he's going to give someone Pas Kitnius, B'lei Vav, Havim Mashma Pas Shel Kitnius, and Ayin Yudvar, who states that the Nafkamina is Benegayan Erev, the Amir Pas Kitnius Tan, Ma'avim Boy, then you could use it as an Erev, B'loi, a Ma'avim Boy, B'loi Ikri Pas, as we see from here that that's not considered Pas, and therefore you can't use it for your Erev. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oyma, Ein Yitzarach, HaKol Kamina Gamedina, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Rabbi Yechim and Masi's children did not have to clarify exactly what they meant, even though they promised to give them a Suda, that Suda would have to be based on the Minaga Medina and nothing more. The Gemara is HaKol Lasuya Mai, and what is the word HaKol coming to include? And the Gemara states, Lasuya Hadatanya, it's coming to include the following Braisa, that Reuven hires a worker, and he says that your wages will be based on one or two people in the city, and we'll have to see what the wages are in the city, and then we'll determine how much your wages are. Nice, like Kepachasha Beskirius, Div Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua says that since they didn't specify, therefore it is a cloud of Amitzi Mechaveya Olveraya, and therefore the poil would be Yodi Al Tachtoina, and would be paid based on a minimum wage in that town. The Chum Imim Misham Nebineim, how would Chum say, we wouldn't look at the two extremes of what people are paid, and we wouldn't look at the minimum wage. The employee would not be paid based on the highest wage, and instead we would look at what the average wage is in this town, and that would be considered the Minaga Medina, and therefore the employer would have to pay that wage to the employee. The Rambam says that we would actually look at the highest and the lowest wages in the city for this type of job, and then we would actually give the middle price. As the Magen Mishnah states, Pirish Shemoy Agadol Shebeschirus Ba'abo Ba'amur Bebeis Noitz Le'Gimel, then you would pay three. V'chein Kol Kiyetsu Bezeh. We continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states Ve'ilu Eichlum Anatera. Even if there is an employee that didn't make an actual deal regarding this point, and even if there is no Minaga Medina in this area, however, based on the Pasuk in the Torah teaches us that an employee has a right to eat specific items while he's working. Mishnah now lists those items. If an employee is working on something that's attached to the ground, then he could eat any of those periods, b'shask mar malacha, as long as he's working on that field during the time that he's finishing off the malacha of the field. And for example, when he's harvesting and cutting off the periods of the sada or the grain of the sada, then he has a right to eat from that grain and from those periods. The Mishnah also tells us of the tolsh min hakaka, the poil also has a right to eat any grain that's already detached from the ground, actually nigmum lachtoi, as long as it's not considered gemar malacha. And when dealing with anything that's not a grain, then it would be based on whatever the gemar malacha is, but again, geir the chiyuv of maisa. At any point prior to the gemar malacha, the poel can eat from those peiros of the field. However, once these peiros would be chayiv in maisa, then the din is that the poel no longer can eat from these peiros. As Rashi explains that when dealing with the five minei dagon and when dealing with wheat, barley, spelt rye, and oats, then a poel has a right to eat until the point that it's considered gemar malacha for challah. And as we know, the challah is taken off once you need the dough, and until that point, the poel has a right to eat from these peiros and from this grain. The Mishnah qualifies this with davar shegedulah min ha'aretz, that we're only talking about a poel that's working on something that is grown from the ground. And as we will see, that a poel has no right to drink milk while he's milking a cow or eat cheese when he's making cheese for someone. That we're referring to when we're dealing with something that's attached to the ground has to be those peiros that are attached to the ground, but they don't really require the ground any longer. That's referring to someone that's about to cut off or collect the grapes of a field. And therefore, this excludes a poel that's working the field. For example, he's pruning or taking out the weeds out of a field. And as Tesis brings that we're going to learn this in the Gemara from the pasuk that states, Vel Kelly Chalei Sitein, and we learn out, that a poel only has a right to eat from produce that's still attached to the ground when it's at the point that you're about to cut it and put it into the kelim of the Baal Bayis, but prior to that, he has no right to actually eat the peiros. In addition, with Tolush, Koidim Gemar Malacha, Hainu Gemar Malacha L'maisa, as we explained, Uba Gemara Mapik L'midayish, the Gemara will also learn this from the Pasuk, where the Pasuk states the Lashon Dayish. The Mishnah now continues and gives us the flip side, Ve'ilu She'in Eichlin, and these Poilim can't even eat Midrabanon. Once again, the Gemara will explain that this is based on a Pasuk, and we continue on that Pezayin Abayis, Ha'oisa B'mechubba L'kaka B'shosh Ein Gemar Malacha, and if a Poil is working on a field where the peiros are Mechubba L'kaka, and it's not the proper time to cut these peiros off of the ground, as Rashi says, that someone is weeding around onions in a field, or someone that is pruning a field, and this poil doesn't have a right to eat from those peiros over Tolsh Ben Akaka. And when a poil is actually working with those peiros that were already cut off the ground, but once it was already past the point of Nigmar Malachtai, either the point that it's Chayv and Maisa, Benegea other peiros, or Benegea grains, when it's Nigmar Malachtai for Challah, then once again, this poil would no longer have the right to eat from that grain or from that produce over Dovsha in Gedulman Haaretz, and a poil is never allowed to eat from something that doesn't grow out from the ground. And as we previously explained, and Rashi points out, Kagoyin Hachoyle Behem Oisov, Da Megabain, and the Gemara begins, Minani Mili, and as Rashi says, the poil Eichba Mimchuba, that how do we know that a worker has a right to eat those peiros and that grain that is attached to the ground? And the Gemara will dash in two different psukim, and let us see the last two psukim in Parachov Gimel and Pashaki Seisei, Pasuk Chav Hei and Pasuk Chav Vav. As Pasuk Chav Hei states, Kisavi Becherem Reecha Vechalta Anovim Kenafshecha Sovecha Vel Kelly Chalei Sitein, and then Pasuk Chav Vav states, Kisavi Bekamas Reecha Vekatafta Melilas Biadecha Vechemesh Leisanef Al Kamas Reecha. Even though the Pasuk doesn't tell us that we're talking about a poil, however, we will see that these psukim are talking about a worker, and the Pasuk tells us that when a worker is working in a vineyard, while he is working, he's allowed to eat as many grapes as he wants. He could eat until he's full. However, you can't put any of those grapes into your own kelim, and you can't take it from the field. And the Pasuk then tells us that if there's a worker that's working in a field of grain, then once again, he could pick any grain that he wants, as long as he's picking it with his hand, but he can't use a tool in order to cut off grain, as then the worker would be cutting off too much, and that would be usur. Our Gemara now states, the chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kisavi Bekerem Reecha Ve'achalta, and therefore we see that a poel has a right to eat while he's in a vineyard of his friend and while he's working in that field. As she points out, V'sevi Dekra, and the end of that Pasuk says, Vel Kelly Chalei Sitein, Mashma El Lekel Shel Baal Bayis Titein, and it's Mashma that at that point he has the ability already to place these peiros into the Kelim of Baal Bayis. Amun, therefore we see, B'shas Gma Melechas Chiburin Koi, that we're talking about a scenario where these peiros that were still attached to the ground are ready to be picked and ready to be placed into the Kelim of the Baal Bayis, and we're talking about a point of harvest and not prior to that. The Gemara is Eshchan Kerem Kol Milim Minolan, so we find that an employee has a right to go and take these peiros while he's in the vineyard. How do we know that this applies to any other peiros or any other grain? Gamrina Mekerem, we learned now from Mekerem, Makerem Yuchad Davish Gedul Kaka V'Shaskma Malacha Poel Eichaboy, that just like the Torah teaches us that an employee has a right to eat the peiros of a kerem, which are Gedul Kaka, and during the time that it's ripe and ready to be picked. And we learn out Afkal Davish Gedul Kaka V'Shaskma Malacha Poel Eichaboy. So we also learn out that any other item which is something that grew from the ground and is at the time that's ready to be picked and ready to be placed in kelim, then a worker could eat from them. And the Gemara states that how can you bring a raya from Kerem, Mal Kerem, Shekhaya Ba'ilois, that maybe when negay kerem, the Torah is makel and says that an employee has a right to eat from the kerem. Because we see negay kerem that the Torah requires the bala sod and the bala kerem to give away oilos to poor people. Therefore, we may say that specifically negay kerem, the Torah said that an employee has a right to eat from the kerem. How do we know that this applies to other places as well? And the Gemara states, Gamrina Mekama, that we learn it from standing grain. And as we saw that the next pasuk tells us, the poil has a right to eat the standing grain as well, even though the mitzvah of oilos doesn't apply to a field of kama and to a field of grain. Gemara asks, kama gufa minon, how do we know that a poil has this right in a field of grain? Tchsiv, as the pasuk states, ki savi bekamas recha v'katavta melilus biyodecha, as we explained previously, and Rashi points out that since the pasuk says v'chemish loisanev, once again, alma b'shas chemish koi, so we see that we're talking about that grain which is ready to be cut. Therefore, the Torah tells us that a poil can eat from that grain, but he can't cut so much and use a sickle, and anything that he wants to eat, he has to pull off by hand. However, we see from there that the Torah specifically gives a right to the poil only in the of that kama that can be cut with a sickle and is already completed and is already ready to be cut off the ground. The Gemara continues that once again, although you'll be able to learn the din of kerem and the din of regular grains, but maybe we would say that just like b'negei of kerem, we weren't able to learn to other dinim because it's chayav oilos, so malakamish kin chayavis b'chala will also say a similar svar b'negei of kama, that maybe the Torah allows a poil to take from the grain of the chameshis min yadagon because ultimately it's chayav b'chala, and therefore we see that there are obligations on the bala sada to give off chala from these chameshis min yadagon. However, how do we know that b'negei of other things, for example, like kidneys, rice and millet, or regular pears, that a poil will be able to eat those pears and be able to eat that type of grain while he's working in a field, b'shas gemar melacha? The Gemara is that b'shleima b'negei karam, we know that a karam refers to wine, and therefore certainly over there we're talking about grapes, which are chayav b'ilois. However, the Gemara now is, that maybe when the Torah used the lashon kama, it's not referring to that kama, which is the chameshis min yadagon, which is chayav and chala, and maybe it's referring to any type of kama, even oiris and deichin would be included, and since there's no din of chala on oiris v'deichin, and therefore we'd be able to learn, just like the Torah allows a poil to eat oiris v'deichin, therefore we'd be able to also learn that a poil could eat any other kidneys as well as any other pears while he's working. And the Gemara continues with its question, and the Gemara states, asik kama kama, that we will learn exerish shava from the word kama that we find in the pasuk in Pashas Kisei, the word kama that we find b'negei the imar in Pashas Re'ei, k'siv hacha kisavi b'kamas re'acha, v'k'siv hasam, and it says b'negei the imar mehachel charmish b'kama, ma'achasam kama de b'chayvus b'chala, just like over there we're talking about tz'arim, which is a grain that's chay b'chala, afachinami kama de b'chay b'chala, therefore over here also we're talking about those grains that are specifically chay b'chala, and of course since it's chay b'chala, therefore we can say that's why a poil could eat from this grain. However, if it would be grain like rice and millet, like urs and deichin, or any other kidneys, or any other types of pears which are not chay b'chala, then how do we know that a poil will be able to eat those while he's working? And all the Rishonim are bothered that the end result will be that the word kama that the Torah states regarding the halacha of poilim that they're able to eat while they're working in a field, and it states in Pashuk Kisetze, Kisavi b'kamas re'echa v'katavta melilas b'yadecha, that certainly will include all kamas re'echa and not only the kama that's mechayev b'chala. Therefore, how could the Gemara say that we have exer shava if exer shava has to be something that we have a Kabbalah from our Rabbeim on, and you can't just be derish exer shava me'atzmai, and l'maisa at the end result we won't use this exer shava? And l'chayev, what is the havi de Gemara that there's actual exer shava if l'chayev it doesn't seem that there was a Kabbalah from the Rabbeim? And therefore the Ramban explains that when our Gemara stated asik kama kama, it did not mean that we're learning exer shava, and certainly there is no Kabbalah from our Rabbeim that these words should be used for exer shava, and it actually just means that there is a Mabatsinu and it's not based on exer shava. However, Ayin Ritva, who says that in Chanami the Gemara's having it was that this was exer shava, and they had a Kabbalah from the Rabbeim that there was a exer shava from the words kama. However, ultimately, after the Gemara comes out that we are not going to use it for this point, and really we're talking about all kama, so in Chanami there is some limud that we would learn from the exer shava kama kama, and ultimately the Gemara doesn't tell us what we will actually learn from the exer shava of kama kama. And our Gemara continues that now that we have the exer shava or this mamitzino, and when the Torah states lashon kama, it's only referring to that kama that's mechayev b'chala. Therefore, ikla mifrach, we can't learn from the din of kama b'negeya other grains and b'negeya other pears or kidneys, as malakamish can chayevus b'chala. We have a pircha that kama that's chameshes min yadagon is chayev b'chala. Maybe that's why the Torah allows a poil to eat from the chameshes min yadagon. However, we wouldn't be able to extend this din to oiris v'deichin or to kidneys or to other pears. serious. However, the Gemara says, Kerem Yechiach, that we'll be able to prove from Kerem that there's no Chiyuv in Challah. Even so, a Poel could eat from a Kerem while he's working, and therefore we should extend it to all other items as well. And the Gemara states, Ma'al Kerem, Shekin Chayavs Ba'oilais. Once again, the Gemara states that we can't learn from Kerem to other items, as a Kerem has a special din that's Chayav Ba'oilais, and therefore it's maybe only been a Gaya Kerem that a Poel could eat from those pears, and not been a Gaya other items. And the Gemara states, Kama Teichiach, that a Kama is not Chayav Ba'oilais, and we should be able to learn that a Poel can eat other items as well, and not only grapes, and not only from the Chameshis Mina Dagon. And the Gemara now goes through the standard Lashonis that the Gemara goes through when learning a Ma'amatzinu, and the Gemara states, Bechaz Adin, Lo Yizek Rizeh, V'lo Yizek Rizeh, that even though we can't learn from Karen by itself, and we can't learn from Kama by itself, however, we put them both together, then we will have a common denominator, as both B'negei Chameshis Mina Dagon and B'negei Karem, they are both things that are Gedulei Kaka, and we're talking about the Gemara Malacha, and the Torah tells us that a Poel could eat from them while he's working, and therefore we will learn from the Tzad HaShava, Av Kol Dov She Gedulei Kaka B'Shas Gemara Malacha Poel Eichabai, therefore any other item which is a Gedulei Kaka, and it's at the time of the Gemara Malacha, then the Poel could eat from it while he's working. And the Gemara continues that we can't learn from a Tzad HaShava, because Mal Tzad HaShava Shben Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach, that maybe the Torah allowed a Poel to eat from a Kerem or from the Chameshis Mina Dagon because of the Tzad Mizbeach, as Rashi says, Yayin L'Nesachim V'Sel Sel Menachos. However, B'negei other items that don't have a Tzad Mizbeach, maybe a Poel doesn't have a right to eat from them while he's working. The Gemara says, I'll grant you V'Asin Nami Zayis to Ispei Tzad Mizbeach, that at least from the Tzad HaShava you'll be able to learn that a Poel could eat from olives because of the Tzad Mizbeach, as we use Shemen for Menachos, and therefore it should be included based on the Mamatzinu. And the Gemara takes a break from its question, and the Gemara just talks about the case of Zayis. And the Gemara asks, V'Zayis B'Ma'at Tzadosi, are you telling me that the only way that we know that a Poel has a right to eat Zayisim while he's working is based on a Ma'at Tzad and based on a Tzad HaShava, who gufei Kerem Ikri? We don't even need a Tzad HaShava because it's excluded in the Pasuk of Kerem, as a Zayis is called a Kerem. Siv, as the Pasuk states in Shoftim, V'Yaveh Megodish V'Ad Kama V'Ad Kerem Zayis. Since we see that olives are called a Kerem, therefore it's included in the Pasuk of Kisavi B'Kerem Re'echa V'Chata Anovim K'Nafshecha Sovecha V'Alkel Yichloi Sitein, and we don't even have to learn it from the Tzad HaShava. The Gemara explains, Amra Papa, Kerem Zayis Ikri, Kerem Star Maloi Ikri, that L'maisa, we can't learn the din of Zayis from the Pasuk in Shoftim and from the Pasuk in Kisese, because even though the Pasuk calls a Zayis a Kerem Zayis, but it doesn't call it Kerem Stama, and therefore when the Pasuk in Pasuk Kisese says Kisavi B'Kerem Re'echa, it's not referring to olives and only referring to grapes, and therefore at this point of the Gemara, the only way that we'd be able to learn that a Poel has a right to eat olives while he's working in a field of olives is only based on the Tzad HaShava. The Gemara now goes back to its original question, that Mikol Mokum Kasha, that original question still stands. You can't learn anything from the Tzad HaShava aside for olives, as olives, grapes, as well as Chameshis Mina Dagon all have a Tzad HaMizbeach. However, Oiris V'Deichen, as well as all kidneys, as well as pears, do not have a Tzad HaMizbeach. And how would we know that a Poel has a right to eat these pears while he's working? The Gemara states, Elam Shmuel, and therefore Shmuel tells us on Makra that we actually learned this based on the Pasuk that states V'Chemesh, that tells us that you now use a sickle to cut down any of the tefuah of someone's field. The Rabbi is called Bala Chemesh, and the Torah is teaching us that a Poel has a right to eat any type of a grain that is cut off with a sickle. Therefore, we're able to learn that the word Kama that states in this Pasuk is not only referring to Chameshis Mina Dagon, and it's also referring to Eris V'Deichen. And once we know that Kama is referring to Eris V'Deichen as well, therefore it's not only including those things that are Chayav B'Chala, and we can now learn from the din of Kama that a Poel can not only eat any of Dagon and any type of grains, but a Poel has a right to eat any type of kidneys as well as any type of pears while he's working. And the Gemara continues in Esan Shmuel, that's mashma, that the only way that Shmuel was able to learn from the Pasuk of Chemesh is because it's an extra word. And the Gemara therefore asks that this is not extra, as Bahai Chemesh Miboile, that we do require the word Chemesh, and as we brought from Rashi beforehand, that we actually learn from the word Chemesh, that B'Shas Chemesh Achol, that a Poel has a right to eat the Tfua at the time when it's ready to be cut with a sickle, Shaloi B'Shas Chemesh Loi Seichel. But if a Poel is working in a field where the field is not ready to be cut and to be harvested, then he has no right to eat these pears. And the Gemara answers that the word Chemesh is extra, and how do we know that we're talking about the time of Gemara Malacha, Exahu Mevel Kali Chalei Sita Nafka? We learned this din from the din of Kerem, and the Pasuk of the Gei of Kerem teaches us that although we give a right to a Poel to eat the grapes while he's working, but he can't put these grapes into his Kalim and he can't take them home. As we explained in Rashi previously, that we see from here that we're talking about those types of grapes that are already ready to be placed in the Kalim of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore the Torah tells us that you only could place them in the kelim of the Baal Bayis, and you can't place them in your own kelim. Therefore, just like Benigei Karim, we're only talking about those pears which are ready to be cut off of the ground and cut off the vine. Therefore, we could learn the same din that applies Benigei Kama, and the only time that a poel has a right to eat from the Kama is only when he's doing work at the time of Gemar Malacha and at the time that he's harvesting the pears. And therefore, the word V'chemesh is extra, and therefore Shmuel has the ability to learn from the word V'chemesh, L'rabbi is called Baal Chemesh. The Gemara continues, Tenech Tba Chemesh, even though Shmuel just learned from the extra word Chemesh, in a Chanami we're able to include that a poel has a right to eat anything that is cut off by using a sickle, and therefore all grains would be included, and kidneys would be included as well. However, Dla Ba Chemesh Minoan, how do we know that all types of pears would also be included, as regular fruits are not cut off with a sickle, and therefore how do we know that the din is that a poel could eat regular fruits while he's working? The Gemara answers, Alam Rabbi Yitzchak, Amakra Kama, the Rabbi's called Bali Kama, that since the Pasuk says the Lashon Kama, we learn that a poel has a right to eat any pears that are still attached to the ground and are still standing. And the Gemara goes back and asks, Bar Amrit Kama Kama, the Mithrai Bechala, Balachir, you previously stated that from the word Kama alone, we couldn't learn to other dinim, as Kama is only referring to those grains which are Chameshis Minyadagan, which are Chayy Bechala, and therefore our original question comes back that how do we be able to learn from the word Kama that there's a din that a poel could eat, kidneys as well as Eres V'dechen, as well as all types of pears, as Lamaisa, Kama is Chayy Bechala, and maybe that's why a poel could eat from regular Kama and from Chameshis Minyadagan. When we previously learned the Gemara's answer and Shmuel's response, we actually said this point to the Gemara, and the Gemara answers, Hanimili min kamei d'nesi chemesh, that the only time that we had a problem with the word Kama, we said that it's only speaking about Chameshis Minyadagan, which are Chayy Bechala, that was only prior to having the limud of Shmuel from the word chemesh. When the hashtag the osi chemesh is rivally called the bar chemesh, once Shmuel taught us that the word chemesh is extra, therefore it teaches us that when the Torah stated Kama, it's not only referring to Chameshis Minyadagan, and it's referring to any type of grain or kidneys which is cut off with a sickle, and therefore we know that the word Kama is not only referring to things that are required to take off challah, and it's also referring to other types of grains as well. And therefore, clearly from the word chemesh, we learn out that a poel could eat from any types of grain that is cut off using a sickle, and therefore that includes not only the chameshis minyadagan, but also eres v'dechen as well as kidneys. And the only thing that we still have to know is how do we know that we include pears as well, and any item that's not cut off with a sickle, and kama lumli, and why does the Torah have to state the word kama? The rab is called bali kama, and therefore it must be that's coming to teach us that a poel has the right to eat even those pears just standing and are attached to a tree, even though when cutting pears off a tree, you don't use a sickle. Gemara now continues, and now that we're able to learn all pears from chermesh and from kama, that should include grapes as well, and therefore, why did the Torah have to specify that there's a din that a poel could eat grapes from a vineyard at the time that he's working? If grapes should be included in Pasuk Vav that states, the Gemara states, that in a Chanami, the Pasuk is not needed in order to teach us that a poel has a right to eat grapes while he's working in a Sada, as we will be able to learn it from the Pasuk of Chemesh and from the Din of Kama. However, we're going to learn out of this Pasuk many different halachas, since this Pasuk is extra, as Kedetanya, we learned in the Braisa, that since the Pasuk says, Ki Sava become Israecha, Nem Kambia, Venema Alon, Silva Leva Shemesh, since Benegea Poel, use the Lashon of Bia, the Pasuk a bit later in Pasuk Seisei, Benegea Halon is Schar of a Poel, the Pasuk states, Beyoime Titin Skarai, Veloy Sava Leva Shemesh, Ki Onihu, Va'elov, Hu Noises Nafshai, Veloy Yikor Lecha Lashem, Vahoy Bechachet, we therefore learn, Mal Alon, the Poel Akasa Bedaba, that just like Benegea Halon is Schar, we're certainly talking about a worker, Afkam, the Poel Akasa Bedaba, this is Makar, that even though the Pasuk Benegea, Karim Re'echa, and Kamas Re'echa, doesn't specify that we're talking about a poel, that we learn out that we're talking about a poel, and it's teaching us that a poel has a right to eat from the crops while he's working in the field. And the Braisa continues that since the Pasuk states, Bekarim Re'echa, that we're talking about the vineyard of your friend, so we learn out, V'loy Bekarim Kuti, that even though the Pasuk says, V'el Kel Yechalei Sitein, that's referring to someone that's working in a vineyard of their friend and of another Jew. However, if you're working in a non-Jewish field, then a poel is less restricted, and he could even take the pears, and he could take the grapes of the vineyard, and he could put it into his own kelim and take them from the field. That this works out very well according to Manda Amma that says that generally Gezakuti is asa, Hainat Ischakral Mishri Poel. That's why we need an extra pasuk to teach us that a poel can take whatever he wants from this field, and there's no problem of Gezal Akum. Al Manda Amma Gezakuti mutar, but according to the Manda Omer, it holds gezel kuti mutar, hashtag zela mutar. So if we hold that exel is mutar and you're allowed to directly steal from a guy, so poil me boy, then certainly a poil has more rights, and certainly he would have a right to place these periods into his kalim. Why would the Torah have to teach us bekarim re'echa? The Gemara answers that in chanami mukula bekarim re'echa v'leishel hegdish, that he will learn that the Torah is telling us that the only time you have a right to take periods and eat them on the spot while you're working is only by karim re'echa. However, if you're working in the karim of hegdish, the poil would not even have a right to eat those periods while he's working in the field. And since these periods belong to hegdish, therefore not only can't he put it into his own kalim, but he can't even eat the periods while he's working in a field of hegdish. And the Brisa continues that we also learn the following halacha from this pasuk, as the pasuk states, "V'chalta anavim kinafshecha sovecha dal kel yicholay sitein." And we learn that v'chalta v'loy mitzah anavim v'loy anavim v'dava acher, that the pasuk tells us you're allowed to eat these periods and you can eat the grapes. However, you can't suck out the wine of the grapes and you can't take out the juice of these periods. That won't fill a person up so quickly, and therefore he'll use many more grapes and he'll ruin more periods of the balasada, and therefore that's not allowed, and he has to eat the full grapes together with his peels. Similarly, you can't eat the grapes and dip it into salt, as that increases a person's appetite and he'll eat a lot more grapes, and therefore the only time you're allowed to eat grapes while you're a poel is only raw grapes, and you can't dip them into any type of a dip. And the pasuk continues, kinafshcha, and we learn now, kinefesh shel balabayis kach nafshi shel poel, we treat the soul of the poel just like the soul of the balabayis, and ma nafshcha ichol pato, that just like a person himself could eat these periods and he's pot from maisa, af nafshi shel poel ichol pato, also the poel could eat these periods and he's pot from maisa. Rashi states, kinafshcha keilu hen shelcha, just like they would be yours. As Rashi says, ma nafshcha ichol pato mena maisa, da loy nigmum lachta le maisa, as we learned in the Mishnah, we're talking about a scenario where it was not nigmum lachta le maisa, which is yayim ishiri labar. The same din applies to the worker that he doesn't have to take off maisa at this stage. Rashi explains that what is the chiddush of the Torah, v'lo yamina, that we don't say, hoil de ba'agre yachol al kochi shel balabayis, havalei kemechach, that since this worker can eat these periods even against the will of the balabayis, therefore it's considered like it's part of his wages and should be considered that if he bought it. As Rashi points out, that we know, mechach kevas le maisa, af dovish le nigmum lachta, kivin zavne achshavei, and you may think that the poel would be chayav to take off maisas, and therefore the Torah is mechadish to us that as long as there wasn't a gemara malacha, then the poel doesn't have to take off maisers. And the Brisa continues that the pasuk says sovecha, we learn out that the poel could only eat up until he's full, v'lo yachil gasa, he has no right to eat achil gasa, as the shita brings for Rabbeinu Yonison, and achil gasa refers to achila that will be mazik someone and will damage someone, and as he states, shekol achila shi yoysal kadei sabay mazekes lo la'odam, ayin in taste divim maskel sovecha v'lo yachil gasa. The reason why we have these limudim is because the Torah says both the lashon sovecha and the lashon v'achalta, and as Taisa says, ilav dechsiv sovecha have matinim v'achalta achil gasa. Then from the word v'achalta, we would have already been memayed achil gasa, the achil gasa leishma achila, and therefore we wouldn't have been able to learn from the word v'achalta anything b'negeya mitzitza, as the shtiyah b'chlal achila, as drinking is b'chlal achila, and we would think that you could drink as much as you want, and even if you don't eat the peels, avahash dechsiv sovecha v'loy achil gasa. However, since the Torah uses lashon sovecha, and we already understand that you can't eat achila gasa, yaseh v'achalta l'midrash b'nei v'loy moitzes, and therefore the word v'achalta is extra in order to dashen from it that a poel can't suck out the juice of a fruit and he has to eat the entire fruit. And the Brisa teaches us v'alkel yichalei sitein, when the pasuk tells us that a poel can't put these fruits into his kelim, and we learn out b'shoshat neisel l'kel shel ba'al bayis ata eichol, that we're mudaik, that we're talking about a time when these periods were ripe and it's a time of harvesting, and therefore the poel is placing these items into the kelim of ba'al bayis, and that's the time that he's allowed to eat in the sada. However, if it's at a period of time that these periods are not yet ripe, and therefore it's not the time of the harvest season, and the reason why this poel is working in the field is in order to prune or to weed this field, and at that period of time, the Torah does not allow a poel to eat from any of these periods that are in this field. Let's point out that when we learned the Gemara, Bikaram Re'echa, V'loy Bikaram Kuti, learned based on Rashi, the Torah is teaching us that the only time there's a din, the Al-Kal Yichalei Titein, is only by Yisrael, but if you're working for a Kuti, then a poel can even take the periods and place it into his own kalim and take them home. He doesn't have to specifically eat these periods in the sada. However, the Meiri states, HaPoel Shenischa L'Goy Ein Oichel El B'Shus, the Torah is teaching us that a poel that's working for a guy cannot eat these periods at all, and the only way he's allowed to eat these periods is if he has permission. The reason is, Shema L'Yod B'Din Torah Shalanu, as maybe he doesn't know about our Dinei Torah, V'Yachshidenu B'Gazal, and he'll be choshed that the Yisrael is stealing from from him. Lefita Meiri, it's a bit zarech bia, how to understand the Gemara's next question. In addition, when the Gemara states, Bekarim Re'echa V'leishel Hegdish, Hegdish is bothered that why would we think that a poyer could eat the peiros of Hegdish if L'chayr is a problem of Me'ila? And Tezis states, the Saka Daita, Kehech the Shari Rechmana, Issa Gezel, Sha'ech Mishel Chaveri, Hachinami Havamina, the Shari Mishel Hegdish, may have had a Havamina that the Torah gives a dispensation to a poyer and there's no din of Me'ila and he could eat the peiros of Hegdish while he's working. The Shidron Gebet says, brings down from Rabbeinu Yonason that one may have a Havamina that the Gizbo has to be poyer some of the peiros of the field in order that a poyer should be able to eat from the field while he's working. That the Torah wasn't zoicha any peiros for a poyer that's working on a field of Hegdish. Ayin Ritva, who's bothered by the same question, and he responds, Yesh Lema da Asya Afilu Keshehisna Shalay Yachal of Hegdish Ela Bedamav, and even so, it would be asa for a poyer to eat these peiros, even though the Kedusha was only Chal on its value and not in the actual peiros. Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.